I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A Bible translation team in Ukraine is staying put despite Russian attacks on their city. We won't name the team's exact location for security purposes, but they are in the line of fire. Eric is with Unfolding Word.
They're motivated to continue, even while they're trying to make sure they have supplies on a daily basis. I don't know the circumstances around how or when they can get together, but they are attempting to continue the translation work. Right now, working on open Bible story set.
The personal impact of the war is heartbreaking. The translation team leader's dad turned 70 a few days ago. The war makes something as simple as a birthday hug impossible. Believers have been separated from their families. Curfews and severe movement restrictions don't allow them to connect. So please keep praying for Ukraine and for the war to end. The government of China has announced new internet regulations. Foreigners who post religious material online will need a license to do so. The poster must also be affiliated with a recognized church or institution. It's all part of Sinicization, a growing effort to make all religious groups in China subject to the Chinese Communist Party. Kurt Rovenstein is with Bibles for China.
And then everything has to fit within the social harmony, the progress of the society, things that are pretty typical within the communist regime and how they do things. So it does restrict, especially the house church would have some restrictions in that regard.
Bibles for China prints Bibles inside China, and Rovenstein says they have to closely watch them for integrity. Please ask God to bless this work. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.